Good morning. High pressure locked in across interior New York and New England produced a clear sky for most of the night across the region, allowing temperatures to drop back into the single digits and teens. Clouds, however, are starting to move in from the west, out in advance of the next system currently moving through the Great Lakes. So the high will give way to increasing clouds as that system heads in our direction for later on this afternoon. Temperatures will climb through the 20s and 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark on average across the region, which means as precipitation moves in later on today, we'll have a mixed variety of rain and snow. Right now, it looks like it'll be too mild to support any accumulating snow, although grassy surfaces may pick up a quick inch around the drive home, and perhaps across the higher terrain, we may get a little coating on the roadways. So we'll be on the lookout for that for later today as the system passes through. Snow showers will wind down through the evening and overnight hours as colder air flows in behind the system and the wind picks up from the northwest. The wind will continue to gust during the day tomorrow as high pressure builds in. With the wind off of the Great Lakes, it looks like lake effect snow showers will be common, especially immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, where we could see some accumulation, while scattered snow showers and cold weather will be the rule for the remainder of interior New York and New England. Overnight lows tonight will be back down into the lower 20s and only reach up to 30 tomorrow, but wind chill factors will be much lower. We'll continue with dry weather on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, but still breezy and cold with highs staying in the 20s. The next system will make an approach on Friday, but it'll stay dry through the day. In fact, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds in the afternoon, and temperatures will push up into the mid-30s. There is the chance of some light snow showers on Saturday, and perhaps a more potent storm from the southeast will head our way for Sunday. Still a little iffy on this one of the exact track, so we'll watch it during the week. Highs over the weekend will be in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm moving through the Great Lakes will produce snow across a large part of Michigan today. Winter storm warnings are out for most of the UP, with 3 to 6 inches of snow expected today, and storm totals by tomorrow in the 8 to 12 inch range. In addition, northwest winds gusting over 40 miles per hour at times will result in considerable blowing and drifting snow through tonight, with near blizzard conditions possible. Winter weather advisories are out for most of the lower parts of Michigan, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will accumulate by tonight. And winter storm watches have been issued for a large part of the Central Plains into the Corn Belt for today and tomorrow. A strong low-pressure system moving out of the Rockies through the plains will bring snow to the entire region. Snowfall totals of 9 to 13 inches will be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Thursday, February 7th. The last report of hail was at Erzincan, Turkey, at 10:50 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 10, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 14 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with late-day showers possible in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, windy with rain then snow, and temperatures falling through the 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 8, the average temperature 18, that's 9 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 7.2 inches for the month, which is 1 inch below normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 15.5 inches of snow below normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 734, and 4,210 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18, the record high, 66, set in 1981, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with light snow developing later today, possibly mixed with some rain, and highs in the mid-30s. Light snow ending this evening, then cloudy skies overnight with lows in the teens to near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the mid-40s. Showers ending this evening, possibly as some light snow, then cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with light rain and snow this afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Snow showers this evening, then cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the lower 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with light rain and snow developing this afternoon with highs around 40. Snow showers this evening, then cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, colder with scattered snow showers, highs around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold on Thursday in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday, back into the mid-30s. Chance of snow showers on Saturday, and more snow Saturday night and Sunday possible, highs in the mid-30s, and around 40 with lots of sunshine on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.